This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, what a lovely day, Annie. Do you know why I think it's such a lovely day?
Oh, please tell me, Samantha.
Because I get to take over and talk about a fictional character.
Yes, I'm so excited for you, to be honest. It's so fun. Welcome to this side.
I was like, I'm going to watch this show, which I've watched so many times, especially the first like four seasons. And I'm going to talk about a character that I love, also hate.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, I am taking over for the fictional women around the world today because I was like, it's December, let's switch it up. And yes. I decided, because we were talking about Frozen and the many Disney characters and how it kind of all overlaps and what that looks like, because it's not just Disney, but also just fairy tales in general. And so I wanted to talk about Once Upon a Time, or Once As I Saw It, which is a series that was an ABC series, which thank God was bought out by Disney because they got all the rights to talk about all the Disney characters, including Anna and Elsa from Frozen, which was one of the, I think, one of the more successful seasons of this show. But we're not talking about her. Or them in general. And we're not even talking about the main character, who was Emma Swan, played by Jennifer Morrison from that Mean Doctor show.
House.
Thank you, House. That's all I can remember, y'all. I'm doing that well. Thank you for translating for me.
I can translate for you.
Annie is my older sister that translates for the younger, or the daughter that translates for the older. That's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. But yes, we're not talking about Emma Swan, who was the main character of this show. Well, I guess it's technically there's several, but she kind of is the show, I think, in that she is the catalyst and the heroine of the show. We are not talking about Henry Mills, who is her son, played by Jerry S. Gilmore, which, by the way, I'm talking about TikTok all the time, but I was on once TikTok, essentially, where it showed this now man, Jared S. Gilmore, but he was a kid, married now, and I don't think he's acting anymore since the end of the series, from what I gathered. But I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet. Yeah. Living his normal life, good on you. No, but I am actually talking about the antagonists of the first season. The one we love to hate, but hate to love, both of those things. The Evil Queen, or Regina Mills, played by Lana Padilla. And Lana, she kind of has her own fan base. There's something about her that everybody loves, even though her character is so, like, just brisk and cold and calculating and manipulative. You just still love her. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm assuming there's a lot of shipping fanfic with her and Lana, her and Emma, I mean.
So you brought this up when we were hanging out recently. And just like fortuitously, a listener from France, Elodie, wrote in. And if I may.
Yes, please.
Quote quickly. I felt like sending you a little message, mostly motivated by how excited I was when Samantha mentioned she was a once fan.
Yes.
It took me back to such a time of my life when I was super involved in fandoms, especially on Tumblr. I was deep into the rabbit hole with this fandom, which from my experience was pretty cool overall. The most popular ship of the once fandom is Swan Queen, a sapphic non-canon romantic pairing between Emma and Regina. You had mentioned you thought that was true, and then we got this email, I think, later that night.
Elodie, that's why we need you. Yes, I knew it.
Yes. So that's just my interjection. I was so excited to hear about it.
I'm glad you got that confirmation at the beginning of this, because I know there has to be, because there's so many, like, you know, the love to hate ploy.
Yes.
The enemies to lovers. This is it. This is the classic, because not only were they enemies, they're fighting for a son. So, yes, all of these things. We also will go ahead and say that there is Snow White is the main fairy tale that we start with, who is played by Jennifer Goodwin, who is Mary Margaret in the real world. I'm going to put that in quotes. And then we have Prince Charming, played by Josh Dallas. And by the way, Jennifer and Josh are real life couples that they met on the set. And there you go. Also, who had met on the set was Jennifer Morrison and Sebastian Stan, who played the Mad Hatter on this show. And they got together for like a brief second. Yeah. But anyway, with all those side characters aside, yes, this is one of my favorite shows. Before I got into K-dramas, this was one of those repeat shows that I had right up there with Supernatural and New Girl. So now you know my shows. But this was actually created by Lost and Tron Legacy writers, which I don't know why that's the credit, but Lost is what I know. Edward Kitsis and Adam Horowitz. So it's got a lot. So if you enjoyed Lost, you have a lot of the same actors that came into Once Upon a Time or Once. So you got a lot of those good actors. Jennifer Goodwin is actually, I believe, award-winning actor as well. So she's been in the movies before this. So, you know, all these amazing actors. It lasted for 7 seasons. And then I think they tried to have a spinoff and it did not go well. But they tried. And Lana Parrilla actually went into that spinoff as well. But she is glorious. But everything about this show is exactly what you would think. You have the typical fairy tales with the true love and the true love's kiss and the breaking of the curse and all of these things. We have Rumpelstiltskin, played by Robert Carlyle, who I believe was in Lost. He was also in Chainspotting way back when, which I was like, wow, yeah, I know, the differentiation. Yeah. So I was like, what, when you have people coming through?
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
But we have many, many, many fairy tale characters that is a part of this. There's also, again, the newer Disney versions of things. Again, Frozen is a part of this. Merida from Brave is a part of this. So you got different stories that come in. Alice in Wonderland is a huge part of this. You also have like tales like Jekyll and Hyde that become a part of this. And of course, The Wizard of Oz. So different things all throughout. We meet Snow White, who is awakened from a curse by her Prince Charming. But we also meet the Evil Queen, or Lana Perea, who, Regina Mills, who is a mayor of the small town. So what we think in this little world called Storybook Maine, yes, the name of the place is called Storybrooke, where this curse has happened from the fairy tale lands or the enchanted forest, a different world where she takes herself and all of the creatures from that land to a place with no magic, and she is in control of that land. And time stops for them for the entirety of the time, but the prophecy is that the a product of true love, which would be the child of Snow White and Prince Charming, would come and break this curse. But because of that curse, she needs her to be different and away from that curse. So they send her to the real world without knowing who she is, by herself, essentially. And she grows up thinking she's an unwanted orphan, which is always what happens, who gets into a lot of trouble, who gets pregnant at a young age, gives up this child for adoption. And then this child comes out of nowhere, Henry, to find her because he is so miserable. But he also, being from the real world, knows that there's something wrong with Storybrooke, Maine, which is where he came from, and that there is a curse, and knows the truth about it all, and has to be the one that teaches or tells the daughter of true love that she is the one to break the curse. So there you go. So that's kind of the premise of this entirety of the show. And she obviously does not believe in fairy tales or magic or any of that stuff or this nonsense. But Henry, her child, does. And yes, Henry is adopted by Regina Mills slash the Snow Queen. And he is really the only thing she loves in this world because she does not care and is bitter and angry and wants everybody to suffer because she is miserable.
Okay.
You ready? Yeah. So here's a character analysis from character.com. And a character is C-H-A-R-C-T-O-U-R. Character.
Oh. .com.
So here's what this says. It says she is the mayor of Storybrooke in addition to her duties, quote unquote, as evil queen. She keeps watch over everyone in town, and she also knows where they came from and lies about it. Constantly clashes with Emma Swan, who later becomes a new sheriff in that town because she's fighting for the good people. She is stepmother to Snow White or Margaret, Mary Margaret. Her interests include, I like that they put it in interest, magic, apples, and her adopted son. Yes. Her relationship status: single and cynical. Before becoming the evil queen, Regina was in love with a stable boy and was generally much more optimistic about romance. Yeah, it's really sad.
Oh.
And then her personality is aggressive, smart, and pragmatic. Unlike her mother, who was very evil, Regina learns to value her relationships over achieving total power and acts as a foil to Snow White's idealism. Of course, you don't get to be the evil queen without doing some serious harm to somebody. And you definitely don't want Regina as an enemy. She kills a lot of people, y'all. She kills a lot of people.
Okay.
She crushes their heart.
Yeah.
She crushes their heart.
Uh-huh.
So there's a little bit of this. So let me introduce you to Regina, or later on, she will become known as the Evil Queen. But in between the Enchanted Forest and the real world, that is her name, Regina. And she is the daughter of Cora, who is power hungry. So Cora is pretty manipulative and works all these things to get Regina to be the queen. So she's trying to give her the life that she never had. By the way, Cora is older, but the younger Cora is portrayed by Rose McGowan, which I thought was interesting. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. But here's what we know. So Regina grew up very sweet, very kind and loving, loves horses. Like, she is so good at riding and always loves it. And she falls in love with a stable boy named Daniel. And they are so happy together. She wants to run away with him and have a happy life. Until one day, she sees a runaway horse with a young girl on it screaming for help. She goes and rescues the young girl. Turns out this girl is the princess of the king. And after discovering this, the king, who has just lost his wife, asks to marry Regina because she's obviously been so kind and so good to her, his daughter, that he wants to find the best bride and best stepmother for her. So she is freaking out. Regina's like, no, and comes to Daniel, and they decide to run away together because they're like, we got to do something about this. In the midst of this, she gets caught by Snow White kissing Daniel when she's supposed to be engaged to her father. So Snow White, being so sweet and pure, cries, how could you do this to my dad? You're supposed to be my mother. What's happening? And then Regina's like, look, I need to tell you the truth. I don't love your father. I love this man. I've loved this man for a long time. And Snow White's, oh my God, then y'all should get married. Yes. And then Regina's like, you know, you need to keep the secret because this would be bad for me if you tell anybody. So she's like, okay, cool. I got you. Cora, the manipulative self, is trying to get in good with the daughter and is like talking to her, and then gets the secret out of her, being like, I just want my daughter to be happy. Snow White, can you make us closer, help us? Because I feel like she's keeping all these secrets from me, and I just want us to be true, like, happy family. So Snow thinking, oh, okay, cool. Well, let me tell you, please don't make her marry my dad. She doesn't want to. I don't want her to. I want her to be happy. I want her to happily live with Daniel. Not good, because at this point, Cora comes over and kills Daniel in front of Regina and is like, you will do this because this is the only future for you. So this has spawned the whole Snow White ruined my life and Snow White betrayed me and she deserves to die. So she goes on to this whole rampage where now she does finally marry the king. She gets the king killed by getting the genie, who is played by Giancarlo.
Yeah, Esposito.
Esposito. Uh-huh. He comes in and he helps her kill the king because she tells him she's in love with him and wants to run away. And she is unhappy at the castle. Mm-hmm. Not only is she unhappy because of her parents, her mother, who has forced her into this, but she's lost her husband. And then the king loves his daughter more than anything else in the world and talks constantly about his deceased wife. So, you know, none of these things are great. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not, you know, great.
Right. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So all this happens. And so she and the genie end up killing the king. She's like, ha ha, I tricked you. I don't want to be with you. I just want to get rid of the king. And so genie is like, well, he had a wish left and was like, I'm going to wish to be with you forever. And then he gets stuck in the mirror and he becomes the mirror. There's so many things to this. So that's how that goes. So she is very unhappy and her life is bent on revenge. Like she wants to make Snow White pay for getting her person killed. She somehow gets rid of her mom because she starts learning. She didn't know magic at the beginning. Apparently, you have to learn magic here. And then her mother has known magic and is very powerful. So in order to defeat her mother, she goes and finds Rumpelstiltskin, who is this other character where he's the dark one. So he has the most powers, but you can control him if you want to with a knife. Whole other character. but he's the one that taught Korra. And so she finds him and he teaches Regina how to do magic. And with that, she bans her mother from the land and sends her away, all these things. And he's also the one that tricks her into doing this curse that takes everybody away from the magic world to the not magic world. So after all of this, after all the failing of trying to kill Snow White, and she has tried to kill Snow White in so many ways with different people and tricking everybody, she has a whole group of witches on her side. That is also like frenemies type of thing. It's like the Mean Girls type of thing. So we have Maleficent as a part of that. Yeah. Ooh. We have Ursula. Ursula is kind of the part of that. And then from the Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil. She's a kind of part. Like, so all of them are kind of all together, but not. And they're all like frenemies. Whole thing. And so she throughout tries to plan to get their happy ending, essentially is the goal. And that her happy ending is to get revenge on Snow White. Snow White is apologetic and tries to apologize and finally gets to the point where she's like, it's not my fault. I was a child, and starts fighting back. So there's this whole battle between the queen and Snow White. Thing, Little Red Riding Hood is on their side, is on Snow White's side. The dwarves are on Snow White's side. The fairies are on Snow White's side. All those things. Mm-hmm. All the villains are obviously over here. And Rumpelstiltskin's just playing his own game. So all of this finally, Regina tries to find the ultimate curse to end all of everybody's happiness but her own, because she gets to control the whole narrative. And she makes sure to keep Snow White and Prince Charming separated from each other in the real world. Like, affairs happen and like comas, all those things. Unhappiness. Whoa. Yeah, so much unhappiness. So they all come to the real world, and she's been living good 28 years without any problems until Emma Swan shows up, and she puts all kinds of roadblocks in her plans, including the fact that Henry is very upset with the mother. Doesn't want to hang out with Regina, wants to be with his biological mother. And then Emma is trying to protect everybody, becomes a sheriff after the actual sheriff is killed by Regina because she got rejected by him. And he was the huntsman. Yeah, in the old world. And he remembered it, and she had to kill him before he could tell everybody.
Oh, no.
So she crushed his heart that she kept in this thing. She has a whole, like, chamber with all of the magic she was able to bring over, which is not much, but she has enough. And it does include the Mad Hatter helping her to get, like, things from the other worlds, because he has access to other worlds thanks to his top hat.
Of course.
And I made you watch that episode.
You did. It was kind of disturbing.
It was a disturbing episode because we just watched Fresh.
And
I was like,
Fresh.
This is too familiar, except he's not eating people.
Yeah, but it was very similar.
He did, like, spike her drink and then kidnap them, so.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, no. It was similar. But going back to Regina, so she goes to this harrowing thing, and she's trying to keep her world intact, but it's not going to happen. It ends up going all bad. She's trying to get rid of Emma, even tries to poison Emma with a poison apple that she got from the other world, but Henry eats it instead, and he is put under a curse, and he actually kind of dies. But thanks to Emma, who finally believes and realizes maybe this is all true, gives him a true love's kiss, as we talked about before, how it can be different. Thanks, Frozen. Yes. And breaks the entirety of the curse. And everybody is awakened, but there's still no magic, except Rumpelstiltskin, having his own agenda because he's trying to find his happy ending, brought magic into the world and brings magic back to the land. Rut-row, that means Regina is now powerful witch again. Evil witch queen again. That was season one. You good with season one?
Yeah. I have to say, I am loving this. I rarely get to be on this side where I'm just like going along for the ride of what you're telling
me. I'm just like excitedly telling you everything about the show before you even said it. I mean, yes. I hope that I probably should have put this at the beginning, that there were spoilers, but it's been over since I think like 2018. I think we're good, right? It's been over 5 years.
Well, the rule is 10 years, but I feel like with something big,
okay,
then it's like a couple of months because you can't control it. But I am having really fun. And I hope that you are too, Samantha, because this has become a two-parter. We're going to stop it here. And then we're going to pick back up with what happens next in once. So I'm very excited. I'm having such a good time. If you would like to contact us, if you have any thoughts about this, you can email us at stephanieamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StephMomNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Steph One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.